Now time for our Hy-Vee Radio Coach's Corner for the week with Norwalk Boys Coach Aaron Pelzer. And a satisfying week overall, 3-0 here on your home floor. You get to 9 straight wins, and you got it done on senior night tonight with a 66-52 win over a tough Oskaloosa team.
Yeah, I mean, shoot, we knew they were a lot better. They made some big shots late to kind of keep it close. But, yeah, like you said, senior night is one of my favorite nights of the year. And those three seniors that we have, they're pretty special dudes. We just talked in the locker room. In today's day and age, everybody wants gratification really quick. And those three have been part of our program, I think, for 4 years. I think Henry moved here his sophomore year. And I never once heard a complaint that they weren't playing. They just kept grinding. They kept coming to practice. They kept getting better. And they put in a lot of time. They put in a lot of time this offseason. And I'm just really happy for them that this season is being rewarding for them.
And you talk about getting it done. Jamison Demaray tonight, 3 three-pointers and an old-fashioned three-point play as well in the first half. He hits another one for good measure in the second half. You know, maybe not known for his outside shooting all the time, but he looked like a sharpshooter tonight. And then you got James Hatlevig, who hit 3 in the first half as well, including one there late in the half.
Those two are really good shooters. Like, coming into the year, we were hoping they were both 36-plus percent three-point shooters because we've seen them do it. I would not be shocked to see Jamison go on a tear where he shoots like that on a lot of nights. He doesn't miss in practice. I think he's really kind of understood that if he gets a catch and shoot three from Tillman or Audrick's drives, that's his job to knock them down. And that was a really good first half from shooting from those two. I think they had 18 at half combined, which was really good. Got us off to a great start.
Yeah, 21. And Demaray, 35% on the season coming into the night. He probably raised that, so he might get to your 36. And then, of course, Tillman Popson getting it done all season. Just steady, 12 points in the first half, 13 in the second half. Hit a really big three-pointer there off an offensive rebound sequence where I thought that was almost a microcosm of your team from what I've seen this year. The unselfishness, Jack Smith had a good shot. Passed it up to get Tillman a great shot.
Absolutely, and that's just how we played. I think we've done an excellent job with playing for each other. Yeah, like Tillman, he has been so efficient offensively. Like I actually sometimes am amazed when I go home and I'm doing stats, and he had 31 and he missed 4 shots. And that's happened on numerous occasions this year. I would guess maybe he missed 4 or 5 shots again tonight. And he just does it so efficiently. This was the first night where we saw a little bit of a face guard, which slowed us down just a little bit, but you saw what it did for our other guys. Our other guys were wide open, and we did a really good job of finding them and trusting them. So I would say, like, Tillman obviously has been leading the way with the scoring, but this just feels like a team that wants to win more than anything else.
And this was a big matchup tonight. Of course, Oskaloosa came in here. They were trying to look to tie you up in the conference standings. And I thought maybe the difference in the game, we talked about it, Steve and I, transition. You guys were able to score quite a bit in transition. You also got back well in transition, so they couldn't do it.
Yeah, that's one thing we've really been trying to do is make sure we've been rebounding really well this year. And one of the things that we want to get a little bit better at is just making sure that we're getting down the court. I want our first actions in our offense starting at 30 seconds on the shot clock, not at 25. So we've really been working on that in practice, just putting pressure on the defense. And I thought we did a really good job tonight of deciding when it was time to go score right away or just push to get into offense. I thought our flow between those two was really good tonight.
Yeah, the decision-making on this team, it doesn't look like, you know, it's kind of a new team this year. A lot of guys didn't play varsity last year outside of Tillman and Audrick, but it looks like a veteran group.
I guess that's the goal, is that's what we wanted. I just love this for all of these guys. Like, they've all waited their turn to play the roles that they're in right now. And like I said, I think a lot of that comes from the fact that their main goal every night is to win. Like, it would be easy for Tillman to worry about how many points he has, and he never does. Like, he never does. He just goes about his game. Sometimes, like, he'll get to the rim, and then the next play he'll make a great pass to the corner off one of his drives. And I think we're just doing a really good job of playing for each other, and that's what good basketball is.
That's 9 straight wins after the 0-2 start. what kind of stands out is the things that have been behind a nine-game winning streak here.
Well, after we lost those first two, I'm not going to lie. I asked my assistant coaches, I said, are we going to win one before Christmas? But that's when we really decided, like, we're good on the offensive end. Like, we're fine. And we really kind of made defense our priority. When we come into games, we don't talk about an offensive game plan very much at all, other than how they guard some of the screens that we set. We always have a game plan. Our focus is always defense. That's what we talk about the most. And I don't think we've had a bad night on the defensive end during these nine games. And I think that's if you put your mind there, I told them you bust your butts on defense and you do that and you play hard and you listen, then I'll give you freedom on the offensive end because I trust you.
We were talking to Tillman Popson earlier in the week. He said after the first two games, a little bit of running, too, involved, maybe to get in a little better shape.
We weren't quite where we needed to be conditioning-wise, for sure. So I'm not sure they liked me very much over Christmas break, but there was a little bit of conditioning that we needed to kind of tweak a little bit.
So looking ahead now, a big week coming up. You go on the road to Ames on Tuesday night for a non-conference game. And then back here next Friday night to take on Pella. And they were in a battle with DCG tonight. I don't know if it's gone final yet, but that'll be a huge one no matter what happens tonight.
Absolutely.
And as far as the conference goes, I'm sure you're excited to get back out there with these guys.
Yeah, we talked before this game tonight. We thought we had three games in a row that were all going to be the biggest game of the season. And that's just how we're going to treat it. We're going to focus all our energy on Ames. And then we're really excited to get to Friday night after Tuesday's over. Obviously, I think we all feel that we're a lot better basketball team than we were the first time we played those guys. And I think you guys will be ready for a second shot at them.
66-52, the final score tonight. Norwalk defeats the Oskaloosa boys basketball team for their ninth straight victory. We've been talking with Norwalk head coach Aaron Pelzer. Before we let you go, anything else to say about this team?
Nope. They're a lot of fun to coach. They're just a bunch of good dudes that are bought into what we're doing, and that's exciting.
All right, we'll let you go. Thanks for your time. That's Coach Aaron Pelzer of the Norwalk boys. And that'll do it for us tonight as well here. Final score again, Norwalk 66, Oskaloosa 52. The girls won 73-24 earlier tonight.